definition of threat
would all three be included?
Yes.
And that would be inserted in?
I would just include that at the end of what I generally refer to as the element instruction, the one that defines the
after number term. Five.
Yeah, I would just say the term threat or threaten means a...
Okay.
I think...
It's much better than it not being defined, because to me that's a key word in that.
What's the state's position?
I have no objection.
Mr. Deegan?
I'm fine with that, yeah, adding that.
Is it still your desire to not testify?
Yes.
Okay.
But I did have a... I wanted to motion for a directed verdict of acquittal.
Okay.
And the basis for that would be that the state has failed to prove that I threatened, according to that definition, a terrorist act under 3AB, I, 2I, 3I, IB.
Anything else?
Your Honor, I think it's clear that the state has put on plenty of evidence to show that the state has met its burden in meeting all these elements, specifically to the one that the defendant has stated, that he did knowingly and willfully threaten to commit a terrorist act. I think it's clear on more than one occasion in the conference call, the statements that were made and identified as being, the person making their statements identified as being Thomas Deegan, the defendant, can clearly be seen as threats to commit a terrorist act according to the statute that we've seen here.
Mr. Deegan, it's your motion. Anything else you want to say?
When you define threaten, a communicated intent, they haven't proven that this was communicated to either the civilian population or a branch of government that would then influence, affect, or retaliate against them. I mean, at best, the way it stands, it was a discussion among people on a private call. They haven't proven, and that's just by the definition of threat in here.
Of course, the standard at this stage is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but the court would find that it is reasonable that a jury could find that the evidence does establish the offense of making a terroristic threat, in that there was statements made by the defendant about injury or death to others, and the conduct that was planned would affect the conduct of a branch or level of government, and could be considered to also retaliate against a branch or level of government. Retaliation because they in Mr. Deegan's eyes, were not doing what they were supposed to do, and of course affect the conduct of a branch or a level of government, because it was his intent, or at least his expressed words, were to replace members of the government. So there was both a political aspect to, of it, as well as at least a threat of violence. So the motion is denied. All right. How much time do you want to argue?
I believe 20 minutes. I would 15, and then 5 for rebuttal. And we talked to Mr. Deegan, and he agreed on that.
20 minutes, Mr.
Yes.
Deegan?
Yeah.
How, do you want notified at the end of any amount of time, Mr. Deegan, just so that you know that you're going to need to wrap it up?
No, I doubt, I haven't had time to prepare. I doubt I'll make it to 20 minutes.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, do you want notified at the end of any amount of time?
A minute to go. Fine.
All right, let's take a short recess, and then we'll come in and I'll instruct, and then you all can close.